David Chaplin was one of the co-founders of the Park City Arts Festival, was an original board member of the Kimball Arts Center. He taught art at Park City High for several years and served on the Park City School Board for 17 years, ending in 2008. He was born in Wyoming near Cheyenne, but moved as a teenager to Utah, according to his brother-in-law, Pat Cohn. Chaplin got art degrees from the University of Utah and Northern Colorado University. He was an art educator for 30 years, including stints in the Salt Lake Valley, Weber State, and the Park City School District. He retired in 1991. He came to Park City in 1963. Cohn recalled he was a painter in acrylics and opened one of the first art galleries in town called Ink, Paint, and Clay. Chaplin was also part of the first wave of skiers who discovered the new resort town. Cohn recalled he stayed on the slopes as long as he could.
One thing he did on the every birthday he did, he always went up skiing and made as many Link Telemark turns as his age. And he did that up until about a year ago. He was a great skier. He was a tall, lanky guy, very, very graceful on skis.
One of his longtime friends was Mary Winsor.
He was a genuine gentleman. And he was what I would call a quiet man, but a very strong man. And he had a gentle soul and had great insight into people. I don't know if because he lived in the world of color and he understood color, if that gave him a way to look at people.
Chaplin was married to Mary Ann Cohn for 37 years. Winsor gave this summary of some of the most important things in his life.
But he loved not only color, he loved Mary Ann with his whole heart, and he loved a good laugh, and he loved a good glass of scotch. And so I'm hoping that's what he's having right now.
Former Park City Council and County Council member Sally Elliott said she has known David and Mary Ann since she came to town.
David Chaplin was the tall pole in Park City's tent. He was unfailingly kind, unfailingly giving, and unfailingly dignified and supportive. I just adored it.
Former Park City Superintendent Nancy DeFord recalled she first met him when she came to town in 1997. Chaplin was on the search committee that hired her. Then he served on the school board during her seven-year tenure.
David was such a great personality. He was dignified. That was my first impression of him. But he had a great sense of humor. He was a lot of fun to work with, to be in any kind of situation with, whether it was a happy situation or a crisis situation. He was very kind and cared deeply about the welfare of the children of the district and the overall city welfare.
She said Chaplin leaves a legacy as an artist, not only in the community, but especially in the Park City District.
He had given a lot to the design element of creating the Miner logo. He was the one who actually designed that. And a lot of the signage at the high school at that time was David's legacy. But then when he moved into the school district board position, we were building the new district office, and he was very interested in making sure that it fit the community. And when you walk into the building, a lot of the signs that were hung and the way the signs were designed had David's touch behind the scene. He wanted to be sure that whatever we did as a school district fit the community aesthetic as well.
Kim Carson served on the school board with him and said he was a mentor who could be compassionate, fair, but also tough. She said they had their share of public meetings dealing with hot-button issues and hostile audiences.
He really held his composure during those times. I think it was probably more in our closed sessions when he became a little more animated. You know, his insight was always, you know, so right on. But again, he was always a true gentleman. He handled things with such diplomacy. That he was an artist at that. An artist in many ways.
Pat Cohn said he leaves a legacy.
He was born an only child, but he died with at least two brothers, three brothers, my brothers, and lots and lots of friends. So he was, you know, he'll be missed.
KPCW will have word on a service or memorial for Chaplin when that's announced. Chaplin was in his mid-70s. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.